Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. You have a Hey, I Was Wondering question, and we use it. You get one of those Eric in the Morning tin camping mugs. We still got the tin camping mugs.
Oh, yeah, and they're very, very sought after.
Oh, all right, good. Well, then Kyle's going to get one. Hey, Eric, good morning. Whip, this one's going to be right down Whip Way, right down Whip Lane.
All right, I'm ready.
Good morning, Eric. I eat string cheese almost every day with my lunch at work.
Yeah, me too these days. I'm on a string cheese kick right now because it's like there and you get the massive pack from Costco and it's just there.
Listen to what Whip just said. I'm on a string cheese kick because it's there.
That's true. It's true.
You got a big box at home and you got to go through
I'm like, I need something. Ooh, look, we got 40 of these.
Instead of peeling it apart, writes Kyle, I just eat it in a few bites.
Oh, no.
My coworkers say I'm crazy. Am I the weird one for not peeling it apart? Or would it be weird to peel it apart? Thanks for your help. Kyle, the reason I bring this up, Kyle, is because you eat it the same way Whip does. And yes, Kyle, you are weird because by its very name, it's called what? Kyle, you wrote it right here. You wrote it, Kyle. String cheese.
Yeah, you gotta peel it apart. Peel the smaller,
it
the better.
Strings. Mm-hmm. Plus, you know what? It'll last longer for Kyle, too.
Yeah. That is true. You're right. It's over too soon when you just take three bites. You're right.
It is.
It's one of those foods it is fun to play with. Like, just biting into it like you would maybe like a meat stick or...
meat stick.
I mean, they make those cheeses that are square that are made to be bitten into.
Uh-oh. We're not just going to gloss over that, Nikki. No.
About biting into a meat stick? Is that where we're going back to?
Yeah. What exactly is a meat stick?
Like a
one
beef
of those
jerky?
Salami, yeah, a beef jerky.
The name of this is string cheese. Is the name of your product meat stick? Because if it is, that's hilarious.
No.
And people walking down that aisle can't stop laughing.
No. I think, yeah, like a Slim Jim is what I'm thinking of. You know, the one of those meat sticks.
You prefer to call it a meat stick.
Yeah,
meat
stick. I couldn't think of what it was
meat
called.
Stick.
That sounds...
Because it's like a tube of meat.
Yes, it is. Tube of meat. It's getting better.
Let's keep talking.
It's getting better.
Yep.
All right.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Top three flavors of donuts. What are they? 312-233-1019. It's a classic, Sean. You can't go wrong.
Boston cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's my mom's favorite.
That's her mom's favorite, Sean. She loves that one. Can't go wrong with a Mike, I agree.
No, the delicious and healthy apple fritter.
Oh, incredibly healthy.
Yes.
Incredibly healthy. No doubt about it. Bill's a simple man. Bill likes what kind of donut, Bill?
Good old glazed donut.
Just glaze it.
Oh, that is underrated.
Don't do anything crazy to it. Just glaze it.
You got the glaze on your fingers afterward.
Yeah.
You lick it off. Oh, man.
Glazed fingers. That's the way to live. Yeah, Dawn.
Hey, Eric. It's the truck of Long John for sure.
Again, another classic.
Yeah.
Another classic.
Yep.
Never really had this one at number three, Tom.
Maple bacon.
The maple bacon donut?
Mm, yeah.
Absolutely.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They have that at Glazed, I think.
Yeah, like the previous color. Mm-hmm. What's Glazed?
It's a donut shop, like one of those fancy donut shops.
Ah,
you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
And number two, Jason, I think I might like it.
Old fashioned.
Does it taste like one?
Nice cup of coffee, you're good.
Do what?
Nice cup of coffee with it, you're good.
So that's the kind you're supposed to dunk, right? Into the coffee because it's just the donut.
Hence the Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
Motto. And finally, in at number one. I didn't know they made it with this inside, Chris.
Hey, good morning. Vanilla Long John.
Banana Long Johns.
No, vanilla?
Banana.
Banana?
Whoa. Yeah, that's a...
They make a banana Long John?
I guess so. I said vanilla, but banana.
Oh, vanilla. Yeah, okay. Vanilla. Right.
I wrote down banana. I'm like, banana Long John. I would kill for one. Well, why don't they make a banana Long John? I'm like, Chris, they might.
You were hoping to get one delivered here. That was
just
a lot.
Ask. Maybe they'll do it for you. I don't know.
Right, glazed and infused, they got that.
I just prefer the vanilla.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Violetta number three.
Anytime I see Ludacris, Snoop Dogg, and Usher trending in the morning, I get very excited.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't think that this is going to be disappointing.
Of the three, who do you like the best?
For me, I got to say Ludacris.
Yeah. I'm a Luda guy. Yeah. Nikki?
Snoop.
Whip.
Yeah, Ludacris is in that one movie, which was pretty good, so I'll go with that.
That one movie.
He's in Fast and Furious, too.
Yeah, that too, but he was in some other movie, which I liked.
I once watched some show where the one where they make the fish tanks.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
They did one in Ludacris's house.
Okay, but he's got
Wait,
a good
very nice.
There's a show where they make fish tanks.
Yeah, big, custom huge, fish tanks. Custom like saltwater fish tanks, like crazy nuts. And Ludacris got one in his house.
Of course he did.
All right, top three. Sorry.
Okay, so Justin Bieber announced a Peaches remix with all three of his favorites about 7 hours ago, and people are obsessed. I'm very excited to hear it. It's a remix.
When will it be out?
It's out. It came out 7 hours ago.
Nikki?
I will send an email right now about it. I didn't get anything about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number 2.
It just dropped. Four-time Olympic champion Simone Biles made history again. Last night, she became the first woman to win 7 U.S. all-around titles at the U.S. Gymnastic Championships in Fort Worth.
She's the GOAT.
Yeah. Go, girl, go.
She's the GOAT. Greatest of all time. Yep. And trending on Twitter, number 1.
World Cup trending under the U.S. sports section.
To go Violetta, number 3.
Anytime I see Ludacris, Snoop Dogg, and Usher trending in the morning, I get very excited.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't think that this is going to be disappointing.
Of the three, who do you like the best?
For me, I got to say Ludacris.
Yeah, I'm a Luda guy. Yeah, Nikki?
Snoop.
Whip.
Yeah, Ludacris is in that one movie, which was pretty good, so I'll go with that.
That one movie.
He's in Fast and Furious, too.
Yeah, that too, but he was in some other movie, which I liked.
I once watched some show where the one where they make the fish tanks.
Yep.
Yeah.
They did one in Ludacris's house.
Okay, but he's got a good
very
one.
Nice.
There's a show where they make fish tanks.
Yeah, big, custom huge, fish tanks. Custom like saltwater fish tanks, like crazy nuts. And Ludacris got one in his house.
Of course he did.
All right, top three. Sorry.
Okay, so Justin Bieber announced a Peaches remix with all three of his favorites about 7 hours ago, and people are obsessed. I'm very excited to hear it. It's a remix.
When will it be out?
It's out. It came out 7 hours ago.
Nikki?
I will send an email right now about it. I didn't get anything about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Trending on Twitter, number 2.
It just dropped. Four-time Olympic champion Simone Biles made history again. Last night, she became the first woman to win 7 U.S. all-around titles at the U.S. Gymnastic Championships in Fort Worth.
She's the GOAT.
Yeah. Go, girl, go.
She's the GOAT. Greatest of all time. Yep. And trending on Twitter, number 1.
World Cup trending under the U.S. sports section. Fans of the U.S. men's national soccer team are feeling more confident about their chances of qualifying for the 2022 FIFA World Cup.
How many have we missed in a row? We've missed 30.
I think all of them.
Quite a few, yeah. We rarely seem to get in this.
So they're very excited after their win over Mexico, the 3-2 win. And I don't got the details, but I think there was a penalty finale kick that got them the win.
Cool.
Soccer is hard to keep up with.
when does Ted Lasso start again?
Oh, my God. Thank you. Hey, it's Eric. Wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. Anybody listening who had an issue on a plane? So the vice president's plane had some kind of issue. They call that Air Force 2, I believe.
That's right.
Air Force 2.
Correct.
We had some text about that.
So they had to circle around, land, fix the issue, not reveal what it was. Because you know how the security tends to be around the president and the vice president.
Yeah.
Get that thing back up in the air. Next thing you know, you're in Guatemala. Just like that. Anybody listening who? Hang on, Deb. I want to hear that one. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Issue on a plane?
Yeah, my husband's first time flying. We were flying back from his mom's house in South Carolina, flying into Ohio and Cincinnati, and we were on this little polo jumper, and we touched down and had to take off right away because there was a plane on the runway with a flat tire.
There you go.
Same thing.
Planes on the runway.
Wow.
You don't really think about a plane's tires.
So you got all the way down and actually touched down, but then went back up in the air.
Yep.
Wow.
You hear them go, uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
They can't go right back
and
up.
When they go back up, they go back up quickly, too. At a very, very steep angle.
My God.
Listen to this issue. This is beyond an issue, Deb.
Yes.
You were on a plane and what happened?
We were hijacked to Cuba.
Wait, what? We were hijacked
to Cuba?
We were. We were on our way to Puerto Rico, and we ended up in Havana, Cuba for 6 hours.
Oh, my God. All right.
So somebody jumps up and takes control of the plane, or?
It was actually a family. This was in 1981, before all the terrorist things happened.
Sure,
1981, a family with mom and dad,
our grandparents' little kids got on board it actually right before us.
Uh-huh.
And they had a apparently had a bottle full of whatever and said it was a Molotov cocktail. And and we ended up in
said,
Cuba.
We're taking this baby to Cuba. I hope the rest of you don't
exactly.
mind.
Yeah. What, right. Yes. I was 5.5 months pregnant, and we were just sat there for 6 hours in Havana and then got a flight back to Miami. And
right.
And a great story to tell.
And drove to Disney.
Right.
Right.
Wow. So how long after the hijacking took place and then they landed on the ground in Havana, how long were you on the ground there before the authorities?
About 6 hours. We were there. We landed, and it was like in the middle of a jungle, and all of these soldiers, I guess, surrounded us.
Oh, that's
and,
comforting.
Trying to protect us so nothing would happen to us, but we didn't know that.
And right.
So
did you fear like this was going to, you know, end real, real, real bad?
No, it was just weird. It was weird because we predicted. Right. We're like, oh, we'll be back this day if we don't get hijacked to Cuba. Ha, ha, ha. And then
comedy.
It happened.
Yeah. They weren't that concerned. The Molotov cocktail was like a bottle of Aquafina.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what that is. Wow, crazy.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Would you choose to date someone really great if you know they're moving to a different city at a certain date? Yes or no? Hey, is it Okta?
Yes, Dean, yes.
Would you choose to date someone really great if you knew they were moving to a different city at a certain date? I rhymed it.
Yeah, my current husband, actually, we were dating for 2 months before he found out he had to move to Florida for 3 years. So we decided to make it work, and now we have two beautiful girls.
You know what my favorite part of that story is? The way you started it. My current husband.
My current and future, I suppose.
Oh, there we go. So I guess you would say yes, that the person should do this.
Yes. Definitely try it out. If it works out, it's worth it. If it doesn't, it's okay.
How long was the separation part when he moved to Florida?
3 years.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow, just making it work. She says yes. Thank you for that. Hey, Jody.
Hi.
Would you choose to date someone really great if you knew they were moving to a different city at a certain date?
Yeah, so I met my husband, and the first thing he said to me was, "Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm moving to California."
Oh, came right out of the gate with it. Full transparency.
Yes.
Yeah. Full exposure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, well, until you move, I guess we could date and whatever. And then I ended up, a couple months after he left, I moved out there with him.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We've been together for 23 years, and we have two kids.
And are you calling us from La Jolla, California right now?
No, actually, we're back in Illinois.
Oh, good. Welcome back.
Wow.
Welcome back. Lovely to have you back. There's two that made it work. I'm a little surprised.
Yeah, right.
I was anticipating a couple. You know what? It's probably not the best thing in the world because, you know, the whole separation thing can be brutal. That's what they keep saying.
Sure.
What would you say, yes or no, Nikki?
I would say yes, because what if you don't, like, love your job? You could move.
Uh-huh. What would you say, yes or no, Whip?
No, I don't think so.
No, skip it. Yeah. Don't do it. Don't choose to date someone great.
Yeah,
if you know they're moving to a different city a certain day, it's going to break your heart. And men don't handle broken hearts well.
No,
more
we
on
do
that.
Not.
More on that in just a little bit. Violetta, yes or no?
I'd say yes, because it sounds great, because you can have a really good, like, two-month relationship, and then they're already leaving.
Yeah.
You don't have to break up with
you
them.
You say yes. No, don't do this. This is a terrible idea. Don't
I didn't do that, because you go full throttle for 2 to 3 months.
This is a full broken heart, lost money proposition.
No question.
With the exception of the two callers we had, no one's ever made it work.
No.
Ever. Never happened. Those are the two victories.
That's right.
60% of our calls said you can date someone before moving.
Yeah.
People are crazy. You've lost your minds.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Mix Morning Mind Bender. Only 325 babies were named blank in 2020, and it used to be so popular.
Really?
It was like a top five name. Top five. Now it barely even registers for a very specific reason. Mm-hmm. The name would be what, Jordan?
Karen.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Karen. No one's naming anybody Karen anymore.
Nope.
With apologies to any Karens who might be listening, I'll explain why.
Yeah.
In just a few moments. Jordan, you have a very popular name.
I do.
Do you run into a lot of other Jordans?
I do, but I spell it with an I, and so that really confuses a bunch of people. So. Uh-huh.
Was it a Michael Jordan thing?
It kind of was, and my mom was a little hesitant because that's what she was worried about.
But
my dad won in the end.
That's right. Yeah. I'm going to get a Jordan in my house.
Yeah.
Fewer newborn babies were named Karen in the U.S. in 2020 than in any year since 1932.
Whoa.
That makes sense.
Karen was the third most popular name for girls in 1965, was in the top 150 female names as recently as 2003.
Okay.
It has slowly fallen in popularity since then, ranking in the 500s in 2015 and down now to only 325 babies in 2020.
That's not a lot at all.
No.
No.
Also falling off the list were Katrina and Isis.
ISIS
they
was
dropped
a
out
name?
Of the 1,000, yeah. Of course, following the 2005 hurricane and, well, ISIS.
Yeah. The long running.
Yeah. 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 That'll do it.
Karen has become a slang term for, quote, an obnoxious, angry, entitled, and often racist middle-aged white woman who uses her privilege to get her way or police other people's behaviors, according to dictionary.com. I didn't say that, Karen.
No.
If you're a Karen listening, I didn't say that. No. Dictionary.com did.
Right.
Take it up with them.
We all have
I
a
wonder
Karen
if Karens have changed their names. You know what I mean? If you're a Karen,
well, I don't know.
That's good. That'd be interesting.
I know
to
a
see.
Lot of nice Karens.
Yeah,
oh, so
nice.
Many. Yeah,
I don't even know
just
any
a
Karens.
Stereotype. It's all.
All right, maybe not a lot. I can think of a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prince Harry, speaking of names, hinted that he liked the name Lily, which is what they're going to call the baby.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Back when Meghan and Harry were expecting Archie in 2019, they visited the town of Birkenhead and heard name suggestions from a group of school children. During the outing, Harry showed an interest in the name Lily, asking a mother how she spelled her daughter's flower-inspired name.
Aww.
Many believe maybe that was the beginning of Lilibet, which others say is actually just a
nod to the queen.
A derivative of Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
Or a nickname she had.
Could be.
Right.
Could be. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry welcomed baby girl Lilibet Diana, named for both the Queen and Princess Di, Friday at 11:40 a.m. at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital in Santa Barbara, California, a long way from where they had Archie over in Great Britain. Coming in at 7:11, 7 pounds, 11 ounces. I feel an endorsement deal coming.
Yeah.
Both mother and child healthy and well and settling in at home. And you heard Whip mention this earlier. Where does Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's daughter Lily fall in line of succession to the throne? 627th.
Might as well be, I think.
Okay, 8th.
Yeah.
8th.
8th isn't that far.
Couple's daughter, Lilibet Diana, 8th in line, directly behind, behind big brother Archie. Yeah, it's not going to come into play. But again, you get all the benefits of being a royal without ever actually having to do the heavy lifting of the royal, although Harry would argue otherwise.
Yes.
Based on everything I've seen. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Speaking of traffic and cars, have you seen the video from the person in Gatlinburg, Tennessee that had a bear in their car?
No.
There's a bear in my car is what it's entitled.
Oh.
And a police officer goes and scares the bear away from the inside of the car. And then they show a picture of the inside of the car, and it looks like what the deer did to the inside of the car in Tommy Boy. I mean, this car is destroyed.
Whoa.
Destroyed. Not surprisingly, if you've got a big brown or big black bear in your car.
Yeah, they got long nails.
It's going to do some serious, serious damage. See if you can pull up that picture, Violetta.
Yeah.
Maybe we can post that. There's a bear in my car in Gatlinburg.
Bear get in the car.
I don't know. It looks like
they can open door handles.
I mean, really?
They're very talented.
No, yeah. I'm serious.
Sing, dance, they can do it all.
Maybe I'm insane, but I feel like I've seen it where in Colorado or somewhere, you leave some sandwiches in your backseat and the bear can open the door.
You're a moose and you get to the car, you just nod to the bear and go, open this. Yeah. The bear comes over and opens it, you can get right in.
Am I an idiot to think that?
No.
It's true.
Why, yes, you are, Whip. Come on, give it to him once, voice guy. Cry out loud. Right you are, Eric. Whip's an idiot.
It might be.
There you go. Did you find the picture?
So I see a video of it. I'm trying to get... Oh, yeah, here's
Look
a picture of it. Oh, my gosh.
Was I lying to you?
No, it's really a mess. I didn't expect it to be that bad.
I mean, that thing is totaled.
And Whip, it looks like he actually pried the door open. I don't think he opened it.
Okay.
I think he ripped the paneling off.
Well, the strong bears,
the knob
just
off. He heard one of his favorite rock songs and turned it up and ripped the knob off. All right, now you can call me an idiot, voice guy, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah, we'll post this at Eric Morning Mix if you want to check it out for yourself.
Very nice. Hey, it's Eric, and you know, in the podcast, we only share the best parts, which, of course, imagine what we're leaving out. More coming up here. They served it at a wedding. Fried chicken. From KFC.
When you've had too much to drink at a wedding, though, the only thing you want is a greasy KFC.
Oh, it's great. Mm-hmm. Stacy, they served it at a wedding.
Cold Stone Ice Cream Bar.
That's nice. That's right next to the rum and cigar bar. Get a little ice cream, a little rum. Or whatever. Oh, my God, they served it at a wedding, Suzanne.
A Jägermeister fountain.
Ooh.
Oh, anyway, hold on a second.
Jägerbombs.
A whole fountain?
Hello?
A whole fountain of Jägerbombs?
They took the chocolate fountain to the next level and replaced it with Jägermeister.
Wow. Oh, my God.
That is one big disastrous drunk fest waiting to break out.
Totally.
They served what at the wedding, Alex?
They served one whole brisket for the entire wedding.
Oh, I love brisket.
No chicken or fish, you know, just brisket. That's all their check mark was.
You can have brisket or the special brisket. That's how we're serving it around here. Ah, here we go. They served what, Rod?
How about a nacho cheese fountain?
Oh,
yes!
kind of cheeses they have in there, Havarti?
Yeah, good old nacho cheese.
Just straight nacho cheese.
Nacho,
the
melty.
They have Gouda? Just
the
Gouda?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Woo! Monday, hey, what's up? Wanna know who broke up? Stuff to make you crack up. It's the weekend wrap up. Turn it up!
Ed Sheeran, you can watch him sing Tiny Dancer with Elton John, Courtney Cox, and Brandi Carlile.
August, him and Courtney Cox were just together doing that dance video there. Yeah.
They dedicated a rendition of Elton John's Tiny Dancer to friend star Lisa Kudrow, in which he was joined by John Courtney and Brandi Carlile. In the first episode of season 3 of the sitcom titled The One with the Princess Leia Fantasy, Kudrow's character Phoebe claimed the most romantic song ever was the one Elton John wrote for the guy in Who's the Boss. Hold Me Close, Tony Danza.
Oh, yes.
Aha. Yeah. Aha. And so they decided to sing it and dedicate it to Lisa Kudrow. Liam Payne is teasing a possible One Direction reunion.
Oh, wow. You're kidding. Well, does Harry Styles know about this?
Has anybody checked with Zayn?
Zayn's the question mark.
That's true.
If he's going to be a part of it. Liam Payne teases a possible One Direction reunion after a lovely phone call with Harry Styles.
Okay. Well, if Harry's in, he's the one guy.
He's the deciding factor.
I don't think you could do it without him.
No, you can't. Yeah. Yeah, and he knows it, too. Hello. Hello, Liam. What else? A Cruella sequel is already in the works at Disney, even though, it finished third?
Well, it was out a couple weeks ago. It's got the Disney Plus thing going, too, so I'm sure a lot of people have watched it on there.
That is true. Brooke Shields' daughter wore her 1998 Golden Globes dress to prom this year.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Cool. Her 18-year-old daughter just had her high school prom, and she wore the special dress of the 56-year-old actress. We got them all. Manicure robot will paint your nails for 10 minutes and just $8.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Love that.
No conversation.
I thought part of the experience was the relaxation of just sitting there. No?
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
I want to get in and out and not talk to anybody.
Sure.
Violetta's nails look amazing.
It's like guys on the weekend. You want to get in and out and not talk to anybody.
That's not true.
A company named Clockwork says it has the world's first nail painting robot, which paints nails in just under 10 minutes for the price of $8.
All day.
I found this story, too. I mentioned it briefly last week. West Virginia is, in fact, offering incentives to get the vaccine that includes free trucks, free guns, free fishing licenses, and more.
Oh.
Yeah. Trucks and guns and fishing.
Give the people what they want.
West Virginia, get the vaccine. They're like, here's a pistol.
That's right.
I don't think that's a good idea. I don't know if that's a good idea at all. Maybe a new iPhone? It's not a bad idea. I was going to go in and get one this weekend.
Yeah?
Do you know what that's like?
You were?
Trying to wait for that. I mean, you go in these stores, there's like one person working now, and if there's like six people, it's tough.
You can't do it on the weekends because Apple stores are crazy anyway.
I was going, to the mobile store.
The carrier?
Yeah. Okay. iPhone users say Apple's new iOS 14.6 update is ruining their battery life.
Hmm.
Ruining it.
I never have battery, so I don't know.
That's true. Brides are desperate for strapless bras, Whip.
Yes.
Desperate. Can't find them.
That's what Maren Morris is wearing along with a leather jacket in the new John Mayer video.
Off of Sob Rock.
Yes, that's right. She's wearing a strapless bra and an open leather jacket.
What color
can't
is
beat
that?
It. Okay, you've obviously paid close attention. That's the third time he brought it up. It's changed your life, hasn't it? You have it on pause over there?
Suddenly
why is your shirt off?
You're watching John Mayer do his little John Mayer faces, playing his guitar licks, and there's Maren Morris in a bra.
Let's not use the word licks.
Yeah, please. And put your shirt back.
Brides are desperate for strapless bras. June, Brides Month, big misery. As it turns out, there has been a shortage of strapless bra, according to Lori Kaplan of Bra Tenders.
Can we start betting on what the next shortage will be? Because it's just so random these times.
It is true.
Like,
absolutely true. Crazy.
Ketchup, strapless bras, pickles. Yeah. Who knows?
Absolutely crazy. Let me skip over that. Did you see the story in about the police in Tennessee that had to chase the escaped zebra for 3 hours?
No.
They finally caught it in Cookeville, Tennessee. Officers called and said there's a zebra on the loose, escaped from a nearby livestock auction. Took them 3 hours to corral the zebra in Cookeville, Tennessee. Not to be mistaken for the Gatlinburg, Tennessee bear that was in the car that destroyed the car. We posted that picture. If you haven't seen it, you should go see it.
Yeah.
Where is that posted?
It's really bad. It's at Eric Morning Mix.
This is perfect for your summer. If you're thinking about summertime, hot weather, your summer party needs these new Bud Light Spike Seltzer icicles.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
See these? They're available now in your local freezer aisle, I guess.
So they got some booze in there, right?
Yeah, Bud Light's Retro Summer Hard Seltzer Pack. Because you can't freeze booze unless you do it a special way, so Bud Light's figured it out.
Yeah, and sometimes if you forget a bottle of wine in the freezer, it will explode.
That is true. Mm. That is true. NASA flies calamari to the space station. You were talking about Jeff Bezos' brother flying.
Yeah, well.
It took calamari up there. News.
Jeff will have caviar on his.
For sure. NASA has flown 128 baby squid to the International Space Station to see how space affects them. Who effing cares?
How space affects
I just like how you made the baby squid, you already cooked them.
I
you
know,
made them
not
calamari.
Even
they weren't even food yet, Eric.
Soon.
Dude.
Matter of time. Hong Kong parking space has sold for $1.3 million, setting a new world record. Mm.
Why is it so expensive?
Because it's Hong Kong.
Must be very scarce, the parking.
It is. The parking space in an affluent Hong Kong neighborhood sold for $1.3 million, a new world record. The parking space at the luxury Mount Nicholson residential project was sold to an unidentified buyer. The price for the 134.5-square-foot parking space amounts to about $9,500 per square foot.
Wow, I don't even like to pay the meter for 2 hours.
That is pricey. And finally, it's going to be perfect for your summer. Once again, you get the Bud Light Seltzer
popsicles.
You can get this. The red, white, and blue pinata is available, and inside, alcohol.
Cha-ching.
Break open the pinata. Alcohol comes spilling out. The grill's loaded with burgers, hot dogs, and fireworks are on standby. When the sun goes down, your 4th of July won't be complete until you get the alcohol-filled pinata, one specially made for you. Red, white, and blue themed parties. Get them from the Freedom Donkey.
I was going to ask where to get them. That's not where I thought you were going to tell me to go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to tell you to go to the Freedom Donkey.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Chicago, Violetta number 3.
All right. 75-year-old retiree Arthur Muir from Northbrook, Illinois, has become the oldest American to climb Mount Everest. He's been training for 2 years, and he said that the extreme adventure has made him feel young. He only started mountaineering back when he was 68, and he finally accomplished his goal.
Not often you say, back when I was 68, I used to do this.
I know. Started mountaineering. I mean, all of it, the whole sentence.
I know.
Right.
Do you know who else just did it?
Who?
Mike Posner.
After
he took a pill in Ibiza and he climbed Mount Everest.
Really?
Yeah.
He got that snake almost killed him, but he's...
Right. You know how I know this, by the way? Because, like, I don't know, a couple years ago, we had who to follow on Instagram, and people called in with, like, random suggestions.
Right.
So someone suggested Mike Posner for me, and wouldn't you know it, the guy climbs by
himself. Was it a recent thing?
Yeah, it's a recent thing, like 4 days ago.
Was he with the 75-year-old from Northbrook?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a good song.
He climbed Mount Everest. He was the one that walked across the country, too,
that's
right?
That's right. Yeah. He does a lot of stuff exercise-wise.
It's the pills that do it.
Is. Yeah, he did it in 50 days. He climbed the 29,000-foot summit in 50 days.
Personally, I'm more impressed by 75-year-old Arthur from Northbrook, so
Me
congratulations.
Too. Me too.
Please bring it back to me.
No, I'm bringing it back to our local
this
listener.
This is my bit, Whip.
Slow down. No, they're all good. I just, that triggered
Whip
the memory.
Your bit. He
no, didn't mean to hijack it at all. Arthur is much more impressive. Mike Posner is he's kind of a.
Thank you, Whip.
Mount Everest fight. Mount Everest fight.
Oh, you can keep going.
There's more from Violetta.
Yes, there is more.
With assistance from Whip, actually.
Trending on Twitter number two.
Oh, okay. The trailer for the new documentary on the late Anthony Bourdain is out. It's called Roadrunner, and it's going to premiere July 16th at the Tribeca Film Festival. The film promises to be an intimate behind-the-scenes look at how an anonymous chef became a world-renowned culture icon. Now, take a listen.
It was almost never about food. It was about Tony learning how to be a better person.
You're probably going to find out about it anyway. So here's a little preemptive truth-telling. There's no happy ending.
Ouch. This is going to be a crier. I can already tell. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anthony Bourdain probably took a pill in Ibiza at some point.
For sure.
Don't you think?
Yes, that's probably the case. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Actor Danny Trejo.
Trejo
is bringing his tacos to Chicago. It's going to be in a ghost kitchen in the Loop. He opened his Mexican-American restaurant in L.A. back in 2016, and now he's treating Chicago to a little taste. They're going to have tacos, bowls, and burritos. And for early risers, they're going to have a breakfast burrito that looks really good, scrambled eggs, tater tots, and bean dip.
Danny Trejo always plays the scary guy in movies.
And he's like the nicest guy in real life. That's what's so funny.
And I guess he knows how to make tacos.
Oh, they're delicious. There we go.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.